How would you refer to a person that belonged to the race that you and I belong to?
My age?
Well, our race, you know. Would you?
Well, I think we could have a little improvement.
Okay, but what would you call them? You know, say, I belong to the, I am, what person are, you know, talking about skin wise.
Oh, we are white.
Okay. And do you know any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Well, definitely down here, we ain't bothered with that.
Really?
No, it really is not.
You've never heard of any names at all?
No, okay. We really have. I ain't. Now, somebody else may have, but definitely I had never heard too much about the color taking over, the white taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's taught, but it's never happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it had in Big Town.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
He got mighty mad.
Okay. And suppose that you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
I've had it today.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, what would you... You would say that he feels sick where?
Oh, he's got a stomachache.
Okay. And, still along that lines, if the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he what at school?
Sick.
Yeah.
Got sick at school?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
A completely silly mess.
Okay.
Because I was in a wedding in Water Rock, and it was completely silly.
And they don't have a particular name for that, or okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
I don't understand your question.
Well, they might say you'd better behave, or the what will get you.
If you better behave, if you don't, the boogeyman will get you.
Okay. And how would you greet a friend on December 25th, which is Christmas?
Oh, it's nice seeing you again.
Okay, but would you use any expression with, you know, seeing how it would be Christmas Day and all?
It brings, this time of the year, we see more people than usual, and we're glad that you live to get back, if they was away.
Okay. If you have a very heavy if you're carrying a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what?
I'm glad I don't have to take this back off.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its...
Turtle.
Okay. And what do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
A gopher.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
The chitin.
And what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His upper stomach.
Well, up here.
Chest.
Okay. And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? And first of all, let's say it had a pointed front. A small flat-bottomed craft with oars that has a pointed front.
I don't understand that question.
Okay. How about if it had a square front?
Well, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, well, do you have any name for a small flat-bottomed craft with oars?
What
a...
Okay. A boat?
Yeah.
Is that oh, why didn't you tell me if something went on water, not a boat?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just... figured, you know, with oars that you might...
Oh,
okay.
No. That's a boat.
Okay.